Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered. If you're listening closely, you're saying to yourself, hey, wait a second, that's not Wayne Allyn Root, that's some clown. That's that same guy who's on Tuesdays and Thursdays for an hour that's supposed to warm us all up for when Wayne comes on. And you would be right about that. My name is Lee Elsie, and you can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. As far as Wayne goes, Wayne's got a couple of days off. Well-deserved vacation time for Wayne over this 4th of July, extended 4th of July holiday weekend. So you got me tonight. Tomorrow night, you got a best of. Monday, you got a best of. And on Tuesday, I'll be back filling in one more day for Wayne, and he will be back live and in person on Wednesday. I do have a lot of great guests that I'm going to throw at you, and here's another one. One of my favorite guys to bring on my own morning show in Connecticut is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Stephen is joining me right now. Now, last week, he's a regular guest on my show, and last week he couldn't come on. He had some personal stuff going on. And my listeners lost their minds, Stephen. They were like, where is he? Tell me he's not gone forever. Please, we love Stephen Bucci. So, Stephen, first off, I just wanted to tell you, you got a lot of fans out there, and I do appreciate you always coming on with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm flattered by that. And hopefully people are taking what I tell them and then think about it and make their own decisions, because that's the best way to walk through life. Get advice, get information, evaluate it, and then use it as your mind and your spirit tells you.
All right, let me start with this. So apparently Congress not consulted. Biden orders strikes against Iranian-backed militia groups. Let me just start with this nugget. I don't believe for a second Biden ordered any strikes. I mean, I don't think he's capable of putting two and two together. But the administration has ordered strikes. Give me a breakdown on that.
Well, it appears that our military intelligence and other intelligence services were able to ascertain where some of the attacks were originating on our troops in Iraq, and it was from Iranian-backed militias operating out of Syria. You know, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, but they apparently got the hard intel as to where they were, and they took action to slap those people back. You know, I want to give the Biden administration credit. The right thing to do.
You've got
to protect our troops that are there.
Right.
But like you, I'm not sure where they're coming from. You know, is this a mild slap so that then they can claim that they're being tough on the Iranians when it's pretty clear they're not? They're sort of capitulating hand over fist even faster than, you know, Biden did when he was the vice president and was working with John Kerry during the Obama administration. You know, people need to understand Iran is our enemy. They are not a friend. They are not a group of people who are amenable to negotiation or discussion. And anybody who thinks they are is delusional. They are not. They are skilled negotiators. They are hardcore radical Islamists at the far end of the spectrum. Not every Iranian by any means. In fact, a very tiny minority. Unfortunately, that minority happens to be running the government, the military, and their intelligence services. So we need to treat them like an enemy, and Biden's and his people are just not going to do that because they're stuck in this delusion. It is somehow going to become our friend if we just concede enough to them.
Right.
It's nuts.
You watch this president. I watch this president. You see him give press conferences. You see him struggle to read the teleprompter that is right in front of him. He struggles with that. You see him struggle with questions from the media. Like a flip of a switch, he becomes a crazy lunatic old man. You've been in the White House. You've been around past presidents. Is Joe Biden in control at all of his White House?
I would love to be able to say, yes, Lee, you know, he's got it all in hand, and we may not agree with him, but, you know, he's got America's best interests at heart. But I'm with you. I see time after time evidence of, at the most charitable, some sort of diminished capacity, and possibly, you know, little or no capacity at all to really make the tough kind of decisions that need to be made. And look, you know, we've had this before. We had Woodrow Wilson, who the last part of his administration, he had had a stroke and he was completely out of it. His wife was making all the decisions. You have the, apparently at the end of the Reagan administration, President Reagan's Alzheimer's had progressed to a point where they protected him from a lot of tough decisions. That's not good. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, that's a bad situation for America. If President Biden is not capable of making decisions, not that he's just making decisions that Bucci doesn't agree with him on,
right,
but if he's not capable to handle the fire hose of info and intel and pressures, then he should not be in the job. It is dangerous for America and the American people to have the guy sitting in the Oval Office be out of it as much as Joe Biden appears to be. You know, his whole whispering thing the other day on the talking about the infrastructure is like, oh, God. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. It's painful to watch.
Right.
This is not the performance of a president. And it's not just because you and I may be uncomfortable with it or may not like it. The world watches the American who sits in the Oval Office. They listen to every word they say. They analyze it. And they make decisions based on it, our friends and our enemies. And to have somebody like Joe Biden doing what he's doing, I'm kind of nervous that somebody's going to make a bad decision and it's going to lead to conflict, whether the Biden administration wants it or not, because somebody's going to attack us and we're going to have to do something about it. And right now, America, we don't know who's making those decisions. I doubt it's Kamala Harris. She can't seem to put together a couple of sentences either. But, you know, hers isn't, she's got, you know, some sort of mental deficiency. She just doesn't seem to have the chops to do it regardless. So who else is pulling these levers of power? That is not something the American people should be asking. We're supposed to know who is protecting us from the world's threats.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is our guest. In a normal setting, you would want an opposing president who is an opposition of your views to fall flat on their face. I think that is a, sort of a common theme that we have in politics. But in this case, his replacement would be just a nightmare. Kamala Harris would be terrible. She doesn't, as you just said, doesn't have the chops to be the president of the United States, and it has nothing to do with the color of her skin or the fact that she's a female. She just doesn't have it.
Some of your listeners won't like this either. But I got to tell you, if Nikki Haley ran for president, I'd be comfortable voting for her. I think she has the chops.
Right.
She's a smart lady. Not everybody likes her, I understand, but, you know, she's got the ability. It's not about somebody being male, female, black, white. I just want somebody in charge of our country who knows what they're doing, has the ability to take in input from around them and then make decisions, good decisions. And right now, I don't think we have that.
Let me move to something completely different, something that maybe no one out there has seen. India has shifted 50,000 troops to the China border in what they're calling a historic military move.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, people don't understand because we tend to be centered on areas that America is, you know, like the big player in, like Europe or the Middle East or something like that. But, you know, you look at India and China and Pakistan, and those three countries together make up an enormous amount of uniformed military, you know, in the total of the whole world. If any of those three start hooking and jabbing with each other, and they poke one another periodically, but they haven't had full up, you know, warfare, it's going to be bigger than World War II as far as the size of the forces exchanging blows, and all three of them have nukes. So, you know, this is a serious thing that we need to get our arms around. We need to try and find a way to mitigate, because we don't want open warfare. This is not one of those things where you say, oh, yeah, well, let those people all, you know, fight it out, and then we'll pick up the pieces. Yeah, war doesn't work like that anymore. You know, when between cyber and nuclear capabilities and missiles, when two big countries start to fight, it affects the whole world economically, as far as general trade and movement of things. It will be a disaster. We don't want China and India fighting with each other, but we don't really exactly have a lot of leverage over either of them.
His name is Stephen Bucci. You can go online, theheritage.org, to find out more about him. He writes articles. He gives speeches. He's got 30-plus years of military expertise behind him. Stephen, I got to run. I'm out of time. The music is playing, but I thank you again for being a part of the show. We got to go. We'll come right back. Bottom of the hour, we are going to talk critical race theory with the former chairman of the Republican Party here in the state of Connecticut. It's going to be fascinating to hear what Christopher Healy has to say. Tommy Binion, also from the Heritage Foundation, will join me next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chetkin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health, not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program, and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. If you're waiting for Wayne Allen Root, he's got a couple of days off. My name is Lee Elsie. Special guest joining me right now, another great friend from the Heritage Foundation, my pal Tommy Binion. Tommy, there's a rumor that there's a big infrastructure bill. And there's another rumor that Republicans are actually caving on some of this stuff. What's happening?
All right. It's a little complicated, but it's important to parse out because it exposes sort of what's going on here. Several Republican senators have been working with the White House. Not all bipartisan things are the same. Sometimes it's groups of senators. Sometimes it's groups of House members. This time it was Republican senators working with the White House came to an agreement on infrastructure spending package that Republicans, not all Republicans, but these Republicans could support. And they surmised that they had enough Republican support in the Senate to guarantee to Joe Biden we could get this across the finish line. It's a huge package. It's $1.2 trillion in spending. There's some stuff that we would all like in there, right? Nobody wants crumbling roads and bridges, as they say. However, immediately after announcing that deal, Joe Biden linked it to another bill. And this other bill is another infrastructure, quote-unquote infrastructure package. This bill is where the tax increases are. This bill is where all the climate change agenda, the Green New Deal stuff is. This is a bill that they think they could pass under reconciliation, which means they only need 50 votes, which means they could pass it with only Democrats in the Senate. So Biden comes out and says, yes, I made a bipartisan deal with these Republicans, but I'm only going to sign that once I get all these tax hikes and Green New Deal stuff on my desk. So he linked them together. So all the Republicans went, huh? And so it's, you know, that's sort of where we are. Joe Biden walked that back a little bit on Sunday, but Nancy Pelosi hasn't. Pelosi says, look, I'm only putting the bipartisan deal on the floor once I get my partisan fixed. And so what are the Republicans doing here, Lee? Are they enabling this Green New Deal package to go forward? Maybe. Or maybe they're gambling literally $1 trillion that the Democrats, that Joe Manchin won't vote for it at the end of the day, even though he says he probably will. This is probably the biggest threat left of Joe Biden's first year, is whether or not $2.5 trillion worth of infrastructure spending and climate agenda and tax increases will take place. So I'm watching this very closely, and I'm getting worried. This is, look, and by the way, when I say $2.5 trillion in spending, I want everybody to hear that. It's not just the spending that worries me. It's what the Biden administration will do with the money. It is the woke agenda. It is the woke ideology. The ways that the government will oppress us will be funded by this bill. That's what's going on.
All right, wait a second. What am I missing here? Can't the Republicans just say no to the final product bill if it's got either a lot of pork in it or if it's got parts of the Green New Deal in it?
Well, yeah, they get to vote yes on the bipartisan deal and no on the partisan deal, and they can still both pass because the partisan deal goes through a special process that only needs 50 votes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Biden and Pelosi have linked them together and reassured the Democrats we won't have one without the other. But the Republicans are acting as if they can have one without the other. And they'll be able to go to the microphone and be telling the truth and say, I only voted for the bipartisan deal. But in a very serious and easily understood way, they enabled the partisan deal to pass it. So it's pure politics. Everybody gets to look like they're doing the right thing to their voters. The end package isn't what their voters wanted on either side. It's actually really tricky.
I got to tell you, Tommy, that just doesn't sound, Tommy, I got to tell you, that just sounds devious. It just doesn't sound right. It certainly doesn't sound right for the American people to split that up that way. Anyway, I got to go. The clock on the wall tells me it's time for me to take a break. We'll come back again. Thank you very much, Tommy Vigna from the Heritage Foundation. Go follow him on Twitter. A lot of great stuff there as well. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says they've seen a slight rise in new COVID cases over the last week. Cases are up 10%, something CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky blames on the Delta variant of the virus.
We continue to see overall low numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. However, looking state by state and county by county, it is clear that communities where people remain unvaccinated are communities that remain vulnerable. This is all true as we monitor the continued spread of the hyper-transmissible Delta variant.
And Trump Organization CFO Alan Weiselberg is free on bail after pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged scheme to dodge taxes on compensation. The organization itself and the Trump Parole Corporation have also pled not guilty. Weiselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Special guest joining me right now, former Connecticut Republican chairman and current school board vice chair, and our Christopher Healy.
Great to be with you, Lee.
Listen, I've been talking about what you want to talk about today for the better part of a month here, and round we go. Even wrote a couple of columns on it, and it should be concerning for everybody. But because, you know, we have listeners coming and going, Chris, if you don't mind, maybe give everybody a broad view. But we're going to talk about critical race theory and how it's coming to a school near you. But from your perspective, what exactly is critical race theory?
Well, it's not even – thanks for having me on again in this very safe space. And I think part of the thing that people need to understand is this is not – you know, my interpretation, this is what's there, the actual interpretation by the people that are promoting it. And it's been around for a while and mostly being kicked around in the, you know, the high echelons of liberal college campuses. And it has slowly worked its way now into our now everyday life. And I think people need to understand, parents that listen here, parents need to really get a grip on this and to ask the questions locally of their school board members about whether or not they are promoting or accepting having this critical race theory being part of a curriculum for what we're talking about, primary and secondary school children. And the reason that's important is that public schools, as you know, are a monopoly. They're 90% of the kids that go to school, and you're required to go to school by law. And the state of Connecticut is required to provide an education. And within that construct of education, you know, it's the basics that we're always trying to do. At least that's what I try to do in Weathersfield with our school board and other school boards, is to make sure our children are, you know, rigorously challenged in the areas of math, science, and the humanities. And this humanities area is where critical race theory pops up. And it's all part, as you know, Lee, of this narrative being promoted by the left. You know, Joe Biden and everyone in his administration, everyone on their side, they always throw out this systematic racism in our country. They don't miss an opportunity to throw that out there along with climate change. And it's part of their religion, dogma, that America somehow has been chronically broken and founded on the concept that it has been racist to the core since 1776, and that people who are white or are white-skinned are inherently, endemically, and unbiased. They're racist. They don't even know it. And what they seek to do in our school systems is to engage these children into accepting that premise and working from there out. And if all you have to do is read some of the polemics by the critical race theory people to understand where they're going. And where they're going is to have teachers through curriculum indoctrinate children by saying, you are a privilege by the fact that you're white, your parents are, and you don't even know that you're unwittingly biased to people of color, and that there are two classes of people now. There are oppressors and the oppressed. And this is, again, as you know, a model from Marx, who tried to make the proletariat versus the bourgeoisie his argument. And that didn't work out. As we know, millions of people had died and imprisoned through dictatorial Marxist thought. And this is just a cleaned-up version of it. And what's happened is that we see it now subtly being introduced, but not so subtly being introduced, through the state of Connecticut. And in fact, there was a vote the other day to try to limit its indoctrination. It failed on a party line vote. But the state has already issued a curriculum to be dispersed to schools. These are, quote, elective curriculum. And sadly, they have to do with promoting African American, black, and Hispanic history, which is certainly noble. Certainly, no, there's no problem with that. And if you look at the curriculum, which I have, the actual curriculum, and the state actually delineates what the curriculum looks like. So, again, they take away local control on the kind of books and background material that you would have to teach something like this. And it's very interesting, once you get into the details of this, it says right at the beginning that part of the course load in terms of promoting and teaching African American or Black history or Hispanic history has to do with challenging bias in your community. So they are right at the top making the children, the captive audience here, the audience that has to respond positively to their teachers to get a passing grade, to become social activists in a topic where the background material is skewered through this prism of critical race theory. And it's disturbing to do that. It would be no differently if, let's just say, the state of Connecticut was promoting white supremacy theory, okay?
Right.
And they would put a curriculum out saying you need to teach the greatness of the white race and you need to disabuse your thoughts of others. The children would take that course at the primary or the secondary level. In order to get a passing grade, what would they have to do? They'd have to repeat that dogma back to the teacher to get a passing grade. And so that's what we're talking about here. We have enough to do in our schools, Lee, to get our kids to be proficient in math and in English and creative thinking and to be curious. And these type of indoctrination techniques have really no place in American society because the part of our genius is we have an open ability to communicate and to express ourselves freely, and no one is saying that we shouldn't do that. But in a primary and a secondary school education, we're dealing with children. It's a different set of rules because they are captive audiences. And we have a responsibility as parents and as leaders to say, if you want to talk about critical race theory in coffee houses or on the floor of the Congress or in the legislature or anywhere in the public square, that's fine. But to use the power of the state to push a dogma, and that's what this is, it's a dogma. It is a dogma that hides as an academic discipline that holds that the United States is a nation founded on white supremacy and oppression, and that these forces have to be rooted out. I think everyone agrees that any sort of racist activity and bigotry and bias is always to be denounced. It's part of a process, but I believe we're all created in the face of God, and no child enters this world with any racist genes or bones in their body. But some of these critical race people say, oh, yes, it is. It's genetic. The children start forming these opinions as young as three with no clinical data to support that, no observational data. They just promote this dogma. And sadly, because, you know, not all, but many people are so beholden to this part of the electorate, that they won't stand up and stop it. So that's why it requires parents at the local level to get on the horn to their Board of Ed members to ask these questions. And I'm working with other Board of Ed members like-minded from either party to say, look, let's talk about this. Don't let this thing slide in and then wake up one morning and find out that this sort of, I think, unfounded dogma is being introduced. We have enough to work on with the Declaration of Independence is what we should be always thinking about in our schools and the Constitution, because those things guarantee freedom, equality, opportunity. And we should spend more time living up to those principles than trying to get into this this victimhood. It's a mean-spirited dogma. It says there's no point of contrition. There's no point of contrition that's good enough. That you're constantly in a state of racism.
Right.
And you don't believe it until you read it, and I've unfortunately had to read it and several books on it to understand where it's coming from. So it's a real, I think, and I hate using this term, but it is an existential threat to who we are as a society. It's not to censor. It's to put in place what is public education about? And is it about the legislative branch a requiring curriculum in our schools? I don't think so. It should be, we should be promoting the critical, they talk about critical thinking and critical learning. Well, as you know, one of the reasons we're not as competitive is we're not graduating kids in computer science and in mathematics and those types of things, and we're spending our time promoting things like visual arts and you know, sociology majors and all this other stuff that doesn't necessarily employ people or actually create good citizens, people that are curious and are productive and are thoughtful. And part of what this is, my sort of final long-winded point is, it tries to exterminate reason, and that's a real problem. It's secular in design, it's anti-religious in design, and it is just fraught with peril. And I feel, you know, like many people, I feel very strongly about it, and I think the more that people talk about it, and it has to happen, as they say, in, you know, at a school near you, for people to you know, be heard on it. If a local school board wants to promote it, they do that. That's their right. But people need to be informed about what this really is about, and it doesn't take long to figure it out.
Listen, thank you for that, because that was one of the best explanations from start to finish on what people are dealing with right now. But I have to take a quick break. We're talking with Christopher Healy, the former head and chairman of the Republican Party here in Connecticut. We're diving deep into critical race theory. We'll take a quick time out. We'll continue the conversation once again. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Filter.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men, mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang related. I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more out for me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, this statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But, boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. that's de Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, some sort of liberal bastion. But he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. We need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level. But they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, exactly what you said. People on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
If you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions, too. And they're going to say, time for us to just back up a little bit. We'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, again, the hypocrisy of the left. Because the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free rein to do whatever they want. To use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle them. We saw this in Portland, Lee. When the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, citizens who live there but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, well, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police, they put leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.